Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm always excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to March of 98. We got a 14th anniversary coming up in a few months. She is the top tax expert on small business on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2012, I guess. Is that right now, right, Barb?
It sure is.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. My pleasure.
So 2012's out, and can they buy 2012 and still do their 2011 taxes?
That's exactly what the book is for. It's for filing into 2012.
Ah, okay. All right. I'm glad we got that straight. So what do we need to know?
It's right on the cover.
There you go. What do we need to know? What's the news?
What's the news? You know, one of the problems that's coming up that I think that people should be aware of is the new information reporting that's coming up. And it's going to be a challenge for many people to report the right amount of income and not report too much income on their returns. Nobody wants to report more income than you actually got.
Right.
And this is because there's a new 1099-K that's going to be issued by financial institutions and PayPal, other companies that process credit cards, debit cards, electronic transfers.
Right.
They have to issue these new information returns to merchants, but the amount that they report is the gross amount. In other words, it doesn't take into account any returns, allowances, cash backs. So you're going to have to make sure that you properly account for all of those things so you don't report too much.
Right. I see what you're saying. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a very big challenge.
Of course, it's not going to affect everybody, right? I mean, everybody's not going to have that kind of a 1099-K. Are they?
Well, there's a small business exception, but $20,000 and fewer than 200 transactions, you won't get a 1099-K.
Right.
But any other merchant is going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So if your business accepts credit cards,
right,
expect to get it.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to. So it's going to be your responsibility then to go through everything, and reconcile what your true net income was, and compare that to. So how do you show that on your return? I mean, if the 1099-S that they send you is a copy. They send the original basically to the IRS. So the IRS, has this big number out there. How do you convince the IRS that number was gross and your number is
not? Well, the returns this year all have a line for entering the amount from the 1099-K, but the Schedule C for self-employed people, the instructions say, "All right, here's the line, but don't put anything on it." You know, pretend it didn't exist and do what you usually do.
What?
It is so complicated this year that I just want to, the point that I'm trying to make is that people need to just be aware of this new wrinkle, pay attention, work with your tax advisors, and, don't over-report income.
Wow. This is, only in America do we have these kinds of rules.
I mean,
and here's what blows me away, Barbara. Our government does these things without any sense of shame. They present it to us as if it's normal, when it's actually bizarre. And then they wonder why more people aren't creating jobs. I mean, and
that's right.
I still don't know what world, what reality they live in.
What
color is the sky in their world, Barbara?
Exactly. Well, I always figure that the people who are making these rules have no clue about how they operate. It all might sound lovely in concept, but they're not in business. They don't understand the wrinkles
right.
and the difficulties.
It's the reason why we need more people in Congress who have made a payroll.
Precisely.
And that's the problem. But the people who are smart enough to make a payroll don't need the...
Why would they go near that place?
That's exactly right. Hey, Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
We're going to come back after these messages and talk some more with Barbara Weltman. She's going to have some more tips for us on what we need to do to get ready for 2011 taxes, maybe even do some planning for 2012, including some retirement options. I'm going to ask her about some last-minute things you and I might be able to do to help our retirement. 2012, stay with us.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.